Isn't this a sports show? Almost entirely.
What is going on?
This is Almost Entirely Sports with Joshua Briscoe.
But yeah, I think this segment just went to Marconi.
On 1510 AM, 94.5 FM, and the ESPN Kansas City Facebook page.
So I have a cough button in front of me.
You do.
That I'm not sure is actually my cough button. Let's find out. Nope, that's not mine.
Keep up with the show on Twitter at JB Briscoe.
The computer mouse and I are feuding today.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Nothing like that.
I went left and it went right. Literally, that's what it just did.
On ESPN Kansas City.
I need to start with a heartfelt apology. A deep, heartfelt apology. I want to get out ahead of it. I don't want to be Ryan Braun here. I don't want to tell you that everything is okay and then have you figure out the truth later on.
You don't want to be like A-Rod and just kind of cover things up.
I feel like the best thing I can do is to be honest with you, the listener. Today's show and many future shows are going to be fueled by performance-enhancing substances. Not only did I get a steroid shot in my butt today, I'm going to continually take steroids for a little while. But is not precise. I would say lower hip, waistband area, and I didn't actually check for myself, but I've been told that I have a Bugs Bunny Band-Aid now. In my hip-butt connection region. I went and got steroids today. You may be wondering, horse steroids? And I would respond to you honestly, I have no idea. Much better joke, though, from Beards. I also just noticed, Beards, that you did trim your beard this weekend.
I did. I need a haircut, though, too.
Well, here's why. I didn't notice because you were in here earlier without your hat on, and you were still just, like, kind of fluffy.
Yeah.
But you put your hat on, as you do for the show, and now you are a streamlined production machine. You look like you just got shot out of a cannon.
Ooh, boy.
It's kind of weird, and I still don't know why you wear a hat whenever the show starts every day.
Just for the headphones.
Can you not wear the headphones without a hat?
I just like wearing the hat.
That's fine. Yeah, I'm not roasting you for it.
It's just what I prefer.
It's just kind of weird.
I know. I'm weird.
You're kind of a weird person.
That's okay. I accept my fate.
That's fair. I never thought that you hadn't accepted that fate. But so today, yes, if you are wondering, I did in fact go get a steroid shot in my hip and butt connection region. And this might have been more about getting a big needle in my side, but when it happened, I felt it all the way to my toes. I don't know if that was anything moving around or whatever. But I had something go from needle location all the way to my toes in a way that made me feel as if I was about to get superpowers. Also, Beards, I need you to come in here and turn the air conditioner on. I forgot to do that before the show.
Yep.
Just noticed. Thank you. I also haven't stopped sweating since conservatively, like, I don't know, April 15th. Also, while you're here, Beards, look at Woody Page on the TV and tell me he doesn't look like an absolute psycho. He's wearing a black and white striped shirt,
yeah,
some crazy print tie, a pinstripe suit jacket,
yeah,
and his hair does not look good.
He's also grown a beard.
He also has a very scraggly beard.
It's like a mob boss.
He looks like an out-of-place miscast mob boss.
Very cartoony mob boss.
He looks like, you can go back into the room where you have an actual microphone. I just wanted you to see that before it went away. He looks like, he looks like whenever I was making quote unquote movies in, like, you know, eighth grade, and you had to cast like family members for every part, and you're like, hey, Dad, can you put on just like your mobbiest looking outfit so you can be a mob boss in my movie?
Or it's like a high school play.
That's also pretty good.
Yeah.
You're like, hey, Ricky, I know you're 14, but I need you to look like a 65-year-old mob boss. Can we glue some hay to your head and put you in these oversized clothes? Can we do that to make you look like a mob boss? And then Ricky would do that, and it wouldn't look good. Anyway, I feel better already. Again, I also don't know if this is a placebo or not. I still have, this terrible chest cold or something going on. Oh, it's just a bad look for Woody Page. He also looks kind of like a character in a Wes Anderson movie, but not in a flattering way. My eyes, for the first time in a long time, don't feel like falling out. And I also have new eye drops. And I have a prescription for, as the doctor put it, steroid pills. And I asked, when am I supposed to take these? And she's like, you want to take them in the morning, because if you take them in the evening, you're going to have like a ton of energy at 2 a.m., and that's not great. And so my immediate thought was, well, how can I time this out to keep me... I want to sleep, but I also want to choose my times of energy. Now, this might just be, you know, a little pick-me-up while I'm trying to fight these allergies. Or maybe...
use it for the show.
Maybe I don't take them until 3:30, and then I just crush them up and snort them. Should have asked the doctor about that.
I wonder
what she would have said. I wonder what she would have said in response to, hey, could I crush these up and snort them instead?
On Facebook Live?
Yeah, of course. Why? When else would I do it? It'd be the pre-show video that we do. I was going to say every day, but I'm going to change it to days whenever I don't have a needle in my side at a doctor's office. We actually have like a bunch of good things. What are you looking at, Beards?
I got an email from Lebo.
All right, let's read that on air.
The subject line is 810 dump button.
Yep. We got a tweet today. Sports Radio 810 got a tweet today.
Do you want me to finish reading the email?
Can I read you the tweet that I saw earlier so people can experience it in the same order as I did?
Sure.
There was a tweet today that 810 got. And it said, at Sports Radio 810 needs a new dump button. This caller just dropped a bleep bomb twice on the air. Not F-bomb, but a different word. And bomb. And I saw that and I went, I wonder if someone down there saw it. And then I forgot about it promptly. What does the email say?
The dump button in the 810 studio is not working. The one in the control room does.
There we go. My first thought when I saw that was, wake up, Shane. I hope Shane is watching.
I don't think so.
Darn.
He'll watch later.
That's very good. That's a very good job by us. Anyway, on today's show, we're going to eventually get to this sports gambling story, which I genuinely find interesting, which I'm so excited to be given. I'm so glad the Supreme Court waited until May 14th to do this, because if this would have happened like during the NCAA tournament or the NFL playoffs or the NFL draft, it would have been a real pain to get to it. But now we get to like really dive into it. And before the show, Beards and I, well, I mean, I was mostly yelling at Beards. I said, do we have anybody that we could talk to about this in a way that would make any sense? Do we have any connections with any like gambling people that aren't just the people that try to have you call into their advice line or whatever? So we got through that. And I was having Beards cut some audio from another expert on another show, and then I saw a tweet from friend of the show. Well, go ahead.
I'd actually seen this tweet earlier today and just forgot about it.
I saw a tweet after I had already told Beards, just cut this and we'll figure it out. Maybe we'll cut some pieces. And then I saw a tweet from friend of the show, Johnny Carver, that said, this would be a good time to announce that I am writing my second book. This project will analyze the legalization of sports gambling and the potential economic opportunities of the industry. Writing is already well underway. It is, he had a typo in his tweet about writing a book.
Oh, no.
It is I am hoping to release sometime in early 2020. So we're going to have him on at 5, and he also is going to be here for the whole hour in studio, which is really exciting, because he's usually in law school in Miami. I don't know why he's here, but he said he was here until tomorrow morning, And I texted him, and he was like, yeah, do you want me to come in studio? I was like, can you? Is that, that feels like a long flight. We don't really have the ESPN Kansas City budget to fly you in from Miami.
We can't expense that. Are you kidding
me? We cannot expense that. And if we could, we definitely could not expense you back.
Hitchhike.
You would have to hitchhike in both directions and also get here by 5. But so he's going to get here at 5, and I was planning on talking about it some on my own. No offense, Beards. That's not really what I meant. I was planning on talking about it some just us, as we do, because I have some thoughts and questions, and I think it's really interesting. But we're basically going to hold off on that conversation now until 5, whenever Johnny's here, because he can tell us when we're being dumb. Now, will I like that? I don't know. We'll find out. But we will have him here to help us do that. So that's very exciting. At this point, I'm guessing you know that the Supreme Court ruled 7-2 to overturn the federal ban on sports gambling. It doesn't immediately legalize all sports gambling in every state. In fact, a few states have already passed, or at least started working on legislation in anticipation of this ruling. But it, you know, there's a lot in the way of still figuring out what all that means. That's what Johnny's here for.
Ian has commented, so you can't expense me, just marketing manager for one of the UK's biggest gambling companies. Sly winky face.
Oh, really?
Apparently.
You might talk to Ian tomorrow. Although, marketing manager is just like, that feels like he's going to get on here in a branded t-shirt, which would be pretty funny still. Huh. Okay. That's good to know.
In a branded t-shirt on the phone.
Hey, right, yes. Hey, good news, Ian. We got 10 hours a week of this bleep. We got time to fill. Also, I still don't know exactly what the Fitzpatrick's general accent is, but it would be better than what we've got. I occasionally say gat, like I'm... Actually, I don't even know. That could be anything. I occasionally pick up bad pieces of bad accents.
I sometimes say quite a much.
And Beard sometimes just struggles. Beard speaks as if English was not his first language, even though it is.
You remember one time when I said the United Arab Emirates?
Yep, I do. I don't think you ever got to the word Emirates, honestly.
No, I did. Oh, no, not Emirates. Just the rest of it.
Yeah, United Arab Arabub.
Arabub.
And I think if you would have gotten to Emirates, it would have sounded like a lawnmower trying to start.
Where would I have put the B in Emirates?
United Arabub Emirates.
Solid.
My guess. I was paraphrasing a tweet from Brian Windhorst earlier with getting the phrasing involved in this, right? He also had another tweet. Actually, this is in quotes from the thing when his interpretation is after. The quote is, Congress can regulate sports gambling directly, but if it elects not to do so, each state is free to act on its own. Floodgates are open. 4 states already have laws in place ready for this moment. New Jersey, West Virginia, Pennsylvania, and Mississippi. More than 20 are in line now. I don't know exactly what the split on all that is. I imagine that Kansas is going to be slow to do anything, and Missouri can't even get its governor to obey their laws, so I'm guessing their hands are full. I don't know. That wasn't like a sneaky, that wasn't even like an opinion.
Sick Missouri burn, yo.
No. No, I'm rooting for Missouri to be cool. If Missouri would just, like, legalize, just, hey, if Missouri just had a big swing, like, you know what, gambling and weed, not only legal, they're mandatory now. To live in Missouri, you have to smoke weed and you have to bet on sports. I'd be like, okay, all right, Missouri, I'll probably keep living in Kansas, but I see you.
All right, Missouri, here's my $2 that I have.
Right.
Just take them.
But also, like, it would be good for a state. There's a lot of income in those two things. I'm not a lawyer or a political science expert. I'm fascinated by all those things. I'm not an expert in any of them.
See, I feel like that actually is not a good strategy for a state to do.
Make them mandatory?
Yeah, because once you're done with the weed, you've lost a lot of money there. Now you're kind of like, you know, weeded out. Then you go to the betting place and you're like, put $10,000 on the Phoenix Suns to win the championship next year. And then that there just goes the rest of your money. And then so it's...
That sounds like a personal problem, not a state problem. It sounds like Missouri
well,
just picked
it's
up
a personal
10 grand.
Problem. It's a state problem when every personal problem becomes that.
That's fair. Okay. Yeah, and I don't think weed and gambling seem like a, just like the stereotypes. I don't think that those two necessarily feel like they go hand in hand.
But when you're, you know, when you've got all the weed because it's mandatory,
if you're
and
super
then
high,
then you have to mandatorily go sports bet.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
Actually, see, I feel like the answer there is like just a like $2 bets on everybody. Like both teams in both. Are you watching this MLB Network highlight?
Yeah.
Somebody on the Cubs getting their ankle broken.
Bias.
Yeah, this is an old thing, right? Because this is from a...
I think
they're all wearing... They're all wearing 42. Why are they all wearing 42 again? Is it Jackie Robinson Day again?
Did theirs get moved?
Probably. Yes. That's my guess, is that this game got rained out on Jackie Robinson Day.
Anyway.
I'm watching also on ESPN right now, Justin Timberlake force feed ESPN anchor or some news anchor a blueberry shoved into a raspberry, which is fun.
Why?
It's just like his thing, I think. I don't know.
It's his thing?
Yeah. It's.
Why would that be your thing?
There was because he says they're delicious, and it probably is. A blueberry and a raspberry sounds delicious.
Hi, I'm Justin Timberlake. I'm the guy that's known for putting blueberries and raspberries together and shoving them into ESPN anchors' faces.
I think it was just an actor playing an anchor. But yeah. He does have other... Well, listen, he doesn't want to be known for that last album, am I right? That was a high five for myself. Really would have been funny if I would have thought of that joke earlier when you would have asked that hypothetical question. But yeah, okay, fine. So we don't want to make weed and gambling both mandatory. We want to have different couplings, I think. Like, cocaine and gambling basically are already coupled together, right? What are you laughing at? Just read the thing you laughed at.
Ian says I sound like a less angry Shrek.
Oh, that's awesome.
Sweet.
Okay, Beards. I need you to go give Curtis some bad news.
We're replacing him?
We're replacing him.
So we're going to have to get Ian to voice
Why
all our
stuff.
Why
wouldn't we always outsource our voice work to the Fitzpatrick?
That's true.
It's such a good idea. Like, one of them has to own a decent microphone, right? Even if not, talk into your phone. Get into a quiet room and then say into your phone, do you like Almost Entirely Sports? Hi, I'm Shrek on Xanax. Do you like Almost Entirely Sports? Shrek on Xanax is a very good character. Also, more mandatory drugs, I guess.
Wow. We're just going all out today, aren't we?
We really are. I'm in all on steroids. What else do you want?
That's fair.
I'm on steroids.
Steroids are mandatory.
That seems like a pretty good move. Oh, no. I just realized.
Everybody's athletes.
I didn't ask about the side effects of the steroid in my butt. I don't want any of those problems. Yeah, I hope. I need to. And this is something where John is going to help us sort all this out at 5 and throughout the 5 o'clock hour. We need to figure out, like, where Kansas and Missouri fit into this. I imagine that Kansas is going to be repressed until the last possible minute. I fully support making Jason Kander the king of Missouri, and he can just go ahead and hurry all this up a little bit. Also, steroids don't stop coughing. My eyes feel better, though. I can use a cough. I have a cough button. I don't have a make my eyes feel better button. So this is good. I also want to talk about a stupid, small college baseball story from this weekend that is just so frustrating. We're going to talk about that in a minute. And also we'll continue to figure out what Missouri should make mandatory for all of its citizens. Or at least how we take this to the next level. Listen, Supreme Court, you've lobbed it up for us. We're ready now. We're ready for the next thing. Also on MLB Network, they just showed a commercial for the Junior Home Run Derby, and I've never wanted anything more. This is also a beautiful segue in the thing we're going to talk about next. Junior Home Run Derby, great idea. Legalized gambling, great idea. Baseball, going to fight it tooth and nail. And then we'll die. Baseball will die strangled by the hands of the youth. Steroids! Bring steroids back! I did. Almost Entirely Sports brought to you by steroids.
You're listening to Almost Entirely Sports.
United Arab... What is that?
What was that word?
United... Wow.
With Joshua Briscoe.
You called it an Arab for
I know,
first.
I did.
And then you called it a United.
On ESPN Kansas City.
United Arab Embabits. All right. So before we get to baseball being repressed, I do have a follow-up to a conversation we were having on Friday, and I neglected to bring this up. I would have started the show with it, possibly completely out of context, if I hadn't been shot with steroids today, which I felt like was justifiable as the beginning of the show.
Fair, but steroids take precedent.
Also, did I ever point out the fact that I was taking steroids because of my allergies?
I don't know.
I don't think I ever said that. I mentioned my eyes and stuff. Also, the steroid thing, actually, we're going to get to the Friday follow-up in a second. But I understand steroids a little better now, I think, because like, I got injected with, like, it's a decent-sized needle. And the doctor was saying, like, yeah, this is something that, releases a little bit, like, each day over the course of, like, a month. How does that work? You're injecting it all into my side right now. How does it release slowly over a month? That makes no sense to me. I don't think I'm stupid. I feel stupid whenever I'm being explained medical things. I feel like an idiot. Like, what do you mean this? How does it happen slow? It's all in my body now. So that notwithstanding, I feel like I understand it's staying in your system, but staying in your system and also working in your system the whole time is not what I expected that to mean. I expected, people said steroids could stay in your system for a long period of time. It would be like traceable. Something like it's like doing work for a while still. Also, I understand that my anti-allergy steroid is not the same as a Barry Bonds steroid or a horse steroid. But that was kind of interesting. Also, like, I do kind of feel like I should try to just do like 1,000 push-ups and just see how far I get. It feels...
One!
You didn't want to give me a 2? You didn't want to give me a second one?
No.
I'm fine.
That was the steroids talking. Just getting to 1.
I think if we would have just injected the steroids into my like pecs, I could have gotten to 2 or 3. If I can keep my knees on the ground while I'm doing it.
Fair.
The follow-up from Friday. Friday we were discussing hoodies. I was giving Beards and Seamus very, very good relationship advice. Have you planted that seed, by the way, yet, Beards? Have you worn your 5th favorite hoodie yet?
I have not.
Okay.
It's been a little warm.
It's been
that.
Very warm. It would be kind of weird for her to be like, hey, okay, I'm just going to assume she calls you Beards. Hey,
yep.
Beards, it's 84 degrees. Why are you wearing a hoodie? Oh, this hoodie? Oh, my very favorite, most treasured possession.
Oh, no reason.
No reason. You are sweating like crazy. Oh, really? No, I feel great.
I'm a little cold.
I feel great in my most prized possession. Oh, you're cold. You should go to a doctor. No, I'm good. I'm warm and I feel just perfect.
That's what the hoodie's for.
And this, my perfect, most treasured, wonderful possession that if I ever give to you will be a great sacrifice. We are giving relationship hoodie advice. And somebody in the comments mentioned that they once gave an ex-girlfriend at the time. Not ex girl, gave their at the time girlfriend, now an ex, a sweater that just said cow on it.
Yep.
Do I have those facts right?
Yes, that's correct, if I remember.
And he said, we were like, well, it depends on the intention, man. Like, I don't know. That seems like kind of a gray area. He said she loved it and that she like lived on a farm and loved cows. At this point, I revealed to the audience that of my 70,000 housemates, one of them has more cow stuff than anyone I've ever known. I didn't even know you could have this much cow stuff. And so during the show on Friday, I texted her and said, hey, quick, what's the strangest cow-related item that you have? And I think her initial response was, why?
As one would.
Which is fair. It's completely fair. Completely reasonable. Oh, we also talked about cow farts a lot on Friday. Another important thing.
We did.
So I asked her what the weirdest cow-related item she owned was, and she gave me a list, and the list is very good.
There's a whole list?
There's a list. I think she structured this appropriately because the last one is my favorite. This, by the way, does not include, as I mentioned on Monday, her cow print bath towel or her numerous cow mugs or her cow blanket or I think there's a cow pillow. Pet, maybe? I might be
imagining
that.
Is it like
a
pillow in the shape of a cow, or is it just a pillowcase that has cow printing on it?
Have you seen a pillow pet before?
Maybe.
A pillow pet is basically a pillow with, like, a head, and if you fold it in half and then Velcro it together, it looks like it has little legs. Just Google a pillow pet.
I am. Let's see. Image search.
It basically is a stuffed animal that you can flatten out into a pillow.
Okay.
I think she might have a cow, one of those. I'm not sure.
But oh, yeah, these are fine.
Here's her. Yeah, they're fine. Here's her list.
There's a Barney one and a Dora the Explorer one, and the Dora one is very creepy and unsettling.
Well,
it looks like
there's a what beard?
It looks like Dora the Explorer has basically just become an animal.
Ah!
Yeah.
No, it looks like Dora the Explorer just got run over by a steamroller.
It's not a good look.
No!
The Barney one's understandable.
Ooh, there's a Thomas the Train.
There is. There's a Shrek one.
Okay, all right. Let's play a new game called Google This Pillow Pet. Shrek Pillow Pet. Not good. No. The Shrek Pillow Pet goes between him being flattened and turned into a rug. That's what it looks like. He's been turned into a rug versus him being turned into a four-legged animal. Anyway, can I please give the payoff of this topic that we've been holding.
There's a Winnie the Pooh one.
Since Friday.
There are NCAA ones and NFL ones, and it's the Oregon Duck.
I had a Chiefs one at one point. It was a gift.
Okay. Anyway, continue.
So I asked what her weirdest cow-related items were. There's a cow light, which I'd need more clarification on, that I just got the two words, cow light. There are cow slippers, which I mentioned yesterday. They look like full-on cows. There is a cow candle holder wearing Converse.
What, repeat that?
A cow candle holder wearing Converse.
Okay.
These are her descriptions to me.
We need pictures of these.
And my favorite, fun figurines. Like, one has wings and a bell, and it's on a spring, so it moves.
Why?
That one is my personal favorite. She also mentioned that she did not buy these herself, that people buy them for her as gifts, because they know she likes cow things.
Huh.
Yep.
Huh.
This also, I think, leads into a larger problem. Beards, have you ever had family, friends or family, think you like something more than you actually do? I have a story. You think about it.
Probably.
I mean, like, a lot. Like,
but, like, not to this scale.
No, so, like, this is a case where, like, it takes over.
Or where they, like, buy you things.
Mm-hmm.
No, never to that degree.
Everyone knows I like penguin things, and that's never gotten to a point where it's been, like, overwhelming. There was a couple Christmases ago where, like, it was, like, the second year, like, in a row that I got, like, from every family member, like, everything was Batman. Everything was Batman related. And I do like Batman, and I really liked the Dark Knight and the movies. That whole trilogy, although the Dark Knight Rises was the inferior of the three, as we also figured out last week.
Excuse me?
You heard me. Distant third. But, like, everything, every gift for Christmas from various members of my family was Batman-related. And it was just so strange. Like, what happened where... How did this become, like, a baseline fact about me that everyone knows that I just love that good, dark, brooding superhero? And I'm wondering if my friend and housemate here has... I'm not using her name to protect the innocent. I wonder if she has now been wrapped up in something bigger than herself.
Or if she's, like, gotten enough of these from other people, then now she's kind of like, yeah, I kind of like cows a lot.
Oh, interesting.
So it's kind of like the reverse effect?
Okay.
Like, one time at a party or whatever, she was like, yeah, I kind of like cows, they're fine. And then everybody started buying her things because, you know, she was the cow lady.
Right.
And now it's just, she's like, I love cows. People buy me things about... from, like, cow models, and they're great. I love cows.
Interesting. I was starting to wonder if she's been consumed by this cow tidal wave. And if you give me a minute, I'll probably come up with a pun about a cow, like a cow cyclone. Cowabunga's right there, but it's really... Cowabunga's really easy. I need a good cow pun. Cow tsunami, a cow nami. That's nothing. There's nothing there. Disappointing. I'm wondering if she's been pulled under by this cow riptide. But the idea that she has been conditioned, that she has been perhaps conditioned to love cows, that's a good theory, and I like it very much. All right, that's your cow friend follow up. We have two more things to talk about this hour, and Johnny Carver's got here because he's like unbelievably punctual. Like that, you know what? No, getting here at 4:38 for a 5 o'clock call time is not punctual. It's going the other way. It makes you a burden and a bother. But I have two topics left to get us to the rest of this hour. One of them is baseball related, and one of them is just me yelling Google me, but not for the reasons you may think. We'll talk about that next.
You're listening to Almost Entirely Sports.
Yeah, well, you know what you can see, Beards? There's a specific phrase for exactly where this one big old hole in the sweater is.
Uh-huh.
You can see Russell Westbrook's underboob.
Yep. I wasn't going to say it. I was going to let you drown.
With Joshua Briscoe.
I'm here. Drowning in the underboob.
On ESPN Kansas City.
All right, two things you've got to get to this segment. Mandatorily must get to. And then in just a few minutes, like 15, 17, 19, beginning of the 5 o'clock hour, we're going to talk about the sports gambling story. Johnny Carver, who is like the most extra thing possible, writing a book about this currently. There's not a blog post. I mean, there might be a blog post, actually. We'll ask her if there's a blog post. If you, some small dumb idiot, want to go read about it. Or you can wait until 2020 whenever he's running for president and releasing this book, I'm guessing, at the same time. Only one of those things has been officially announced. And you have my vote, Johnny. But first, we play Google Me. You can just, if you want to go ahead and take a second and Google Joshua Briscoe, a funny thing happens. This isn't just me trying to get my, like, SEO all right. It's fine. But I don't remember why. Rudy was doing it Sunday. I think he was trying to get a picture for a podcast or something. Rudy Salazar.
Of you?
Was running. Yeah, because I was on with Brad at the end of Sports Sunday. I think that's what he was doing. And he went, wow, man, I Googled you, and you've got, like, the whole first page at this point, which for me is a huge, like, that's a huge success story. But there is a moment here when I think you'll find where it very clearly diverts away from me. So don't actually look, Beards. Keep your eyes. Did you find it, you think?
Oh, I don't know.
Okay.
I just Google image searched, yeah.
No, I'm not even on the images anymore. The actual print results. This ultimately ends in me telling you that I'm a five-tool player. Not just a tool. I'm a five-tool player. So if you Google my name, you get my Twitter and then some podcasts, Arrowhead Addict, LinkedIn, my Facebook. Don't add me on Facebook, you creep. Video of me getting my armpit zapped. Video of me doing the preview of the Chiefs draft over on 810 on the Facebook Live page. More podcasts on iTunes, my YouTube channel, which has nothing on it. Then you go over to the second page, and here's just like, here's a few in a row. Joshua Briscoe on Twitter, Almost Entirely Sports on Omni, Sports Night, day I was filling in, and then Joshua Briscoe on the Wesleyan Holiness Digital Library. One of these things is not like the
Repeat
other.
Repeat those again?
At JB Briscoe, Almost Entirely Sports, Sports Night, Wesleyan Holiness Digital Library.
I'm going with Sports Night.
Actually, I have filled in on Sports Night before, believe it or not. So I saw that entry as I was going through this on Sunday, and I was like, wow, is there a Joshua Briscoe writing in the Wesleyan church that I don't know about? Like, I went to a Nazarene school. I probably would have heard about this guy, right? And I clicked it, and it is me. Because it is my poster and my paper about Donald Trump's tweets that I wrote for my senior capstone project last year. And I have two works, and oh, actually, this is a PowerPoint and poster. The actual paper is somewhere else. But I have the PowerPoint, how Donald Trump tweeted his way to the Republican nomination, and setting the agenda in 140 characters, agenda setting theory, and Donald Trump's Twitter. Which were these were the things that I was doing at this point about like 13 months ago, just a little over a calendar year ago. It gave me a nice little nostalgic step back into what I was doing about almost exactly a year ago, right before graduating. And you can go read that if you want. If you Google my name and go find me in the Wesleyan Holiness Digital Library, you can look at my PowerPoint about how Donald Trump used agenda-setting theory through Twitter to win the Republican nomination. It's a fun thing I did. And then it goes to the white pages, and then Joshua Briscoe, 7 public records found on instantcheckmate.com. Which I am admittedly opening in a new tab for later, just to figure out if there's something about myself that I need to know. Oh, it says on instantcheckmate.com, you can put first name, last name, location, all states, and view record. But before you hit view record, it asks you to check a box that says, this is me. I feel like this is getting you to atone for something. I'm not going to hit that this is me. I just want to find my record. I've committed any terrible crimes. Also, when you Google Beards McFly, you get Nathan Wilhelm at Beards McFly on Twitter, Beards McFly SoundCloud, which I was really hoping was a rapper by the same name, and it's not. It's actually Beards of SoundCloud.
No, that's mine, that I do nothing with.
It's a Sports Night podcast from January 2017, and then it's a YouTube video called Man Uses His Own Beard to Catch Fish. McFly Angler is this guy's name.
My idol.
I think this might be your second life. I want to know. Yes, I've lived in Shawnee. What do you want from me? Okay, there's a 31-year-old Josh. That's not me. That's not me. Aha, I found myself. Open a report. I'm going to be stunned if I've been arrested. This says, please wait. Joshua's report contains a lot of information. What does that mean?
Like search history?
I don't know. I also don't want to search my parents. Whatever they've hidden from me successfully for this long, I don't want to know. It says, this report may contain surprising details provided by users. Okay, I agree. No, I don't suspect that I have a criminal record. may contain graphic content. What does that mean? I haven't done this yet, and I wasn't gonna do this now, but now I want to know. Oh, and man, if this ends in me having to pay them for this, I'm gonna. Yep. Wants me to enter my email. My email has my actual name in it. Beards, what's your email?
Nope.
Do you have a Union Broadcasting email?
Yes.
Oh, let's send it to Charlie's email.
Oh, even better. Let's do that. Yeah,
what is his fine. Union Broadcasting email? You can say that on the radio. It's his public email.
Let me look it up.
Charlie Carlin, and his email is. So this is going to make it look like that Charlie is looking up my criminal record to dig up some dirt on me, and I like this a lot. I like this better than complaining about baseball. All right. Is it 810 WHB? Okay, I've put in his email. Yeah, okay, continue. Oh, man, I can't. It says, warning, content may be graphic. If I have committed any graphic crimes, I will be stunned. I will not use this information to stalk anyone. I won't use this for blackmail. I won't use this to harass people. I will not confront them if they're a dangerous criminal. Perfect. Thank you, instantcheckmate.com. It wants me to pay for something. I think all of this was basically a whole lot of me figuring out that I'm not a criminal and that Charlie's going to get some spam emails now. This will all have been worth it if he does get emails that include that he just messaged us and said that he doesn't want emails. This will all be worth it if this ends with Charlie getting emails about paying $35 a month to get my criminal record. Who knows what he could do to me? He could ruin my career. He'll find out that I got nothing. All right, really quick. So baseball was baseball again, stunningly. The story that was the jumping off point for this was in Nebraska basketball or baseball. I wanted to say Nebraska ball, and that was wrong. In Nebraska baseball, the manager, Darren Erstad, who I know for some reason but have never figured out why I know who Darren Erstad is, he pulled a player out after a thoroughly weak bat flip, and now Darren Erstad is currently the face of why young people are tired of baseball and why basketball is more fun. And it is, like, this is such an amazingly perfect example in every possible way, because it's the most minor bat flip, and it's someone having emotion in Nebraska baseball. Two words that together inspire even less excitement than each of those words individually. And it's opposite the NBA playoffs, where, like, at this point, my deepest sadness is that Joel Embiid is no longer in the forefront of our lives. I would like to, Adam Silver can work on this. Could we create a rule that mandates that Joel Embiid and Russell Westbrook are always in the finals? I mean, throughout the entire playoffs. Like, they put one of them in each conference, and then worst team, lowest seeded team gets them. If the Sixers and Thunder are eliminated, only then. Who doesn't want that?
That sounds fair.
That seems like a good idea. And then we get to keep both of them in our lives. Now the question is, who gets them in the Cleveland South? Every game they can switch. They go to the team losing the series. And then in game 7, they alternate quarters. And possibly also in game 5. I think I've solved basketball's only problem, which is that Joel Embiid's not currently a part of their sport. All right, whenever Johnny Carver comes over, he's going to tell me that was a very, very good idea. And if he doesn't, then we're going to cut that segment, I don't know, 55 minutes short.
You're listening to Almost Entirely Sports with Joshua Briscoe. on ESPN Kansas City.